NBA playoff action on Tuesday. The Denver Nuggets beat the LA Clippers 131-115. Nuggets now have a 3-2 series lead. Boston defeated Orlando 120-89. Celtics win that series 4-1. Detroit stays alive. They beat New York 106-103. Knicks still lead the series 3-2. Indiana wrapped up their series with Milwaukee with a 119-118 overtime win. Pacers win the series 4-1. Today, Golden State's at Houston. Warriors with a 3-1 series lead. Minnesota's in L.A. to take on the Lakers. The Timberwolves lead that series 3-1. Freddie Freeman had three hits and an RBI. Kyle Isbell and Salvador Perez each drove in a run, and Michael Lorenzen pitched six strong innings for his 50th career win as the Kansas City Royals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1 Tuesday night. Royals left-handed pitcher Noah Cameron is expected to make his big league debut today against the Rays. The rain postponed Tuesday's game between the St. Louis Cardinals and Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. The teams will play a split doubleheader today. College baseball, number 23 Kansas scored six times in the first four innings and relied on a strong effort from its bullpen in a 9-3 win over Missouri in the opening round of the two clubs' non-conference home and home series Tuesday evening at Hoagland Ballpark. Arkansas State baseball overcame an early three-run deficit en route to a 7-4 victory over Little Rock in 10 innings on Tuesday night at Gary Hogan Field. The Kansas City Chiefs have exercised their fifth-year options Tuesday on cornerback Trent McGuffey and pass rusher George Karlaftis, two of the young pillars of a defense that has helped them to reach three consecutive Super Bowls. The deadline to pick up the option year is Thursday. The 24-year-old McDuffie, who was the 21st overall pick in 2022, has started all 43 games that he's played over the past three seasons. McDuffie was a first-team All-Pro in 2023 and a second-team All-Pro this past season when he picked off the first two passes of his career and had a career-best 13 pass deflections while also forcing a fumble. Karlaftis, who is also 24, was the 30th overall pick in the same draft and was developed into one of the NFL's top-tier defensive ends. He had six sacks as a rookie, 10.5 sacks the following year, and eight last season. The St. Louis Blues are in Winnipeg tonight to play the Jets in Game 5 of their best-of-seven first-round playoff series. The series is tied at 2-apiece after the Blues beat the Jets on Sunday. Both teams have won both their home games so far in this season. High school softball yesterday, Thayer Lady Bobcats with another big win as they shut out Alton 12-0. Cave City lost to Yeovil Summit 4-1. Pocahontas lost to Brooklyn 5-3. Batesville lost both games in a doubleheader to Marion 14-1 and 17-2. Today, Viola's at Shirley, Walnut Ridge at Rivercrest, Ava's at Salem, Missouri, and Mountain Grove at Hartville. High school baseball yesterday, Mountain Home lost to Alma 3-2. That was the only game that was played. Today, Alton is scheduled to go to Couch, Mountain Grove at Logan Rogersville, Walnut Ridge will host Harrisburg. Isser County plays Sloan Hendricks in the 2A2 semifinals at Sloan Hendricks. And we have some exciting baseball news with Bakersfield and Thayer both losing their baseball fields due to the tornado and floods. Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance in West Plains has partnered with Hammonds Field in Springfield for Bakersfield and Thayer to play on Monday with first pitch thrown at 5 p.m. It will be varsity only. They'll have senior night for Bakersfield baseball and softball and the Thayer baseball team prior to game time at around 4:45. Parents and guardians are encouraged to attend as they will escort their senior player on the field. Tickets are $5 at the gate. Make plans to attend. If you can't make it, Redline Media Alliance will be live streaming the game. Let's give these guys a memory of a lifetime and pack the park out. That's sports for the Ecom Sports Network. I'm Mark Robertson.